Hello, it's Randy Rhodes. Here's a clip from our show, and go to randyrhodes.com for the whole thing and a podcast. Buy a stinking podcast.
Mary had a little man,
the fault. We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhodes Show. Turn up your mind.
Here's the story. So Carrie's going to say to me, well, we're not going to do it. Good. I'll say, good. Very good. Tax. Now, here's what happens. Within 24 hours, they will call back. Mr. President, we've decided to stay in Indianapolis, where you're going to have a good football team this year, by the way, in Indianapolis, Indiana. We're
going
to stay in Indiana, Mr. President. We've decided to stay. Because let me tell you, when you do what I say, they want to leave, it's fine. But there have to be consequences when they leave. There are no consequences when these when they fire my two friends over there. Raise your hand again. Do you like the idea of taxing the hell out of those air conditioners? We lose on trade. We have a trade deficit with Mexico of $58 billion a year. And I have these politicians that are on the stage with me saying Mexico will never pay for the wall. The wall is going to cost $10 billion. Believe me, if we're losing that kind of money
Believe
on
me.
Trade, and if we want $10 billion, which is a tiny fraction of the money we're talking about, only the worst business person in this room couldn't make a deal. That deal will be made 100%, and it will be a serious wall. It will be a real wall. It will be a lot higher than this sort of low ceiling.
Douche. Okay. He's on a victory tour, everybody. Just love me. Just love me. Hold me. May I nestle in your armpit, Indiana? May I? I need the love. He's on a victory tour. Oh my God! And I tried to watch this thing that he did in front of the Carrier logo today. In front of the Carrier logo, who he hated them. He's gonna tax the crap out of them. His damn tax. They're gonna pay a damn tax. We were actually talking about that damn tax and how that damn tax couldn't work because if you put a 35% tax on things like air conditioners, actually it's furnaces, but he still doesn't know. He still has no clue what he's talking about. But if he would have threatened them with this, import tax from Monterey, Mexico, then my air conditioner or your furnace, I live in Florida, don't have a furnace, would have been 35% more. See, that's what it is. But of course, what happened here was Mike Pence, the governor of Indiana, has access to some business fund that does not need legislative approval. It doesn't have to go through the Indiana legislature in order to pay up to Carrier. So Carrier is supposed to get this tax, massive tax increase levied upon. Instead, they got a $700,000 tax cut. And so far, that's all we know that they got. But remember, that is United Technologies, which is one of the biggest defense contractors in the history of defense contractors. And so we don't know what they were promised by a man who is in no position to promise anything because the president of the United States elect isn't the president of the United States. And the president of the United States can't spend a dime without Congress. Of course, he does have a witting Congress because, he's hiring like Mitch McConnell's wife to head up the Transportation Department, So there's a lot of, swamp filling that is going on here, but it's just so fascinating. So today they had this PR photo op at Carrier. And the whole time I'm looking at it here, I'll just show you what it looked like because he's standing in front of the, that's a report on how much money they got. Here, let's see if we can see. He's standing in front of the Carrier logo over here, and I don't know what the hell he's talking about. I couldn't follow half of what he was saying because he wasn't saying anything. You see, this is the point of what Donald Trump does. But he was standing in front of the Carrier thing, and all I'm wondering if under the podium, in front of the logo for Carrier, is he wearing a codpiece? Because no, because this is the mission accomplished photo op is what this is. That is it. This is him. This is the Trump version of the Bush Mission accomplished, crap.
From the now president-elect. No fuel. Total failure.
Oh, I don't know what that is. I guess it went live. I was trying to preserve something from CNN Go, which is the computerized version of the CNN, but it only rarely works because it's CNN. Is what it is. But okay, so today he goes to Indiana to crow about his great accomplishment, which was to save the jobs that were being outsourced by Carrier to Monterrey, Mexico. So that's over and done with. I mean, he saved all the jobs. I guess he's going to, I don't know, but I think there were 2,100 jobs that were going to Monterrey. Of those 2,100 jobs, 700 will stay. And we paid so far, Indiana, you people in Indiana, you paid $700,000 to Carrier to keep those jobs in Indiana. Now, that might be a good deal for you. I don't know. But it does tell you something. What it tells you is Donald Trump always knew that he could do this. This is why he picked Mike Pence. He always knew that he had the ability to do this, to pay Carrier to stay while selling you a bunch of populist bullcrap about how Carrier was going to pay this hefty tax if they left. You know, the big threat. They're going to pay a damn tax. They're going to pay it to. And instead, he always knew he was going to pay them. He was going to pay them to stay. And that's why Pence is his vice presidential candidate, because Pence is the governor of Indiana and was able to get into that rainy day fund or whatever the hell that fund is in Indiana that doesn't require the governor to go to the legislature to spend money, which is very bizarre. Who knew? It's like we're learning about Pennsylvania. You know, you have no ability to have your votes recounted in Pennsylvania. I mean, we're learning so much, you know, from the Trump presidency. You would think that if he taught this crap at Trump University, he might not have gotten sued for fraud, because maybe he would be teaching things that people really needed to know. Like Pennsylvania votes into the ether, number one, no paper trail. And number two, apparently you have to go to thousands of precincts and get three people from each one to sign an affidavit, file it with the state secretary of state before anybody can request a recount, which can't be done because you voted into the ether and there's no way to hand recount the ether. Oh my God. So I'm learning so much from Trump already. I really am. I just would like to learn whether or not he was wearing a codpiece in front of, underneath that podium. Because from here on out, you understand what he's done. He has just handed the government over to Goldman Sachs. Truly over to Goldman Sachs, the big giant squid that reaches into every aspect of everyone's life. This is according, you know, I don't know if you ever read Matt Taibbi's brilliant piece in Rolling Stone about a Goldman Sachs, but it's 20 pages long. I would suggest if you, you know, have cramping and or some side effect from Humira or any of the other drugs that you're taking, you know, or anal leakage of any sort, that when you go constantly, you leave that article on the floor, on the cold, cold tile floor, and then pick it up and read it in segments as you sit there and go, oh, God, oh. Which reminds me, I'm going to have to take a day off because I need a colonoscopy. Oh, hello. Yeah, I went to an ear, nose, and throat person today who I love. I love this man. He's just such a cool doctor. Just having a little trouble. So he only does from the windpipe up is where he toils. From the windpipe. It's so specialized. So he only does from the windpipe up. So there was a trouble. There was a little trouble in the windpipe. Just a little trouble. It was a little something. I have an infection. I can't hear you. Yes, I said it. That's real grade school stuff. But anyway, I love this guy. So he gave me something to take like 10 days ago or more. And he said, you know, take it for this amount of days and then come back and let me look. So he looked and he went, still there. So I said, yeah, but you know, that pill that you gave me, he goes, do you feel better? I said, yeah, I feel better. It's like 90% better. He goes, yeah, well, 10% still there. But, you know, tell me what you were going to tell me. And I said, well, that pill that you gave me, it really, really messed with my stomach. I mean, it's just so bad. And I don't have a lot of free time. And I really don't, want to spend it where I'm spending it, with the cold, cold dial, you know? And so he said, oh, you may be allergic to it. I said, well, I'm not allergic to anything. All right, well, I don't want to give it to you again because if it's caused. So I said, well, can you look at the other end and see what's going on down? He said, no, I stop at the windpipe. So now I have to go to a doctor that'll flip me upside down and do the same probing, except flip me upside down and do it starting from there. So that'll be a lot of fun. I hear the prep is just fabulous, is what it is. Woo, a cleansing. It's like a tonic. It's going to rearrange my whole attitude, is what it's going to do. So anyway, I'm sharing. Is that oversharing? Oh, and I also wanted to say thank you to Amy Fortunato, who sent me this beautiful little silver bar that she created with her own two little hands out there in Boulder, Colorado. She owns Cowboy Sweetheart Jewelry. You know, she made me a little necklace, and she carved into it, "Turn up your mind," which I think is so awesome. So I put it on today. Thank you. And she sent me her husband's little CD. I thought I'd do a little plug there because you can't play music on the YouTube. I'll get a copyright infringement. It's called Moores and McCumber Pandemonium. And I just thought that was a good name for whatever is on here. I haven't unwrapped yet, but whatever is on here, it's got to be good if it's named Pandemonium. I'm in that mood. Everything is freaking just, woo, falling apart. So anyway, Trump has now outsourced the entire operation of the U.S. government, the whole thing, except for one little teeny corner, to Goldman Sachs. You know, Steve Bannon was from Goldman Sachs. I don't know how many people realize Steve Bannon is a Harvard dude who worked at Goldman Sachs. He knows, and also in the movie industry, which probably explains some of these picks. Okay, these are Bannon's friends. And so while he's outsourcing... Well, he's skipping the middleman. Good luck, lobbyists. Good luck. No longer need you anymore for tax credits. They got Goldman Sachs sitting in the administration now, all over the commerce and what's the other, Treasury. Well, we always had a Goldman guy from Treasury ever since Clinton, Bill, that is. Always had a Goldman guy. How'd that work out for us? Boom, crash, boom, crash, boom, crash, boom, crash. This is their MO, you know. This is really their MO. I mean, you got to read this Matt Taibbi article, which was what took me into the bathroom, because it's 20 pages long. But you will see exactly what Goldman Sachs does to you and how they make money off of doing it to you and why they do it and why we have a boom and bust economy. And then all of a sudden it'll come clear to you, this is not a good idea. To have Goldman controlling all of the tentacles of the government, except for one small portion. What's that small portion? Well, I got to tell you, I was shocked. Shocked, I tell you. Almost sick. It was another moment, you know, Howard held my hair. It was just the craziest thing that I had seen in a very long time. But there I was last night watching, oh, sorry, that's me, watching one of the worst. Oh, wow. Let me close this.
It's Christmas time. It's like the bells.
It's Hanukkah, everybody. It's Hanukkah time. It's the most wonderful time. Well, I could say that now because your government's loaded with Jews. I'm sure there'll be a celebration of Hanukkah. You know, much to the chagrin of the alt-right, you do realize that most of these people... Oh, and you know this guy... what's this guy's name on the team of oligarchs? Oh, Wilbur Ross. Okay, the guy that was responsible for the deaths of the 12 miners at the Sago mine. You remember that in 2006? Okay, so Wilbur Ross, I'm researching him because it turns out not only is he a neighbor of Donald Trump's and he lives right here in Palm Beach, right up the street. They could, send their servants one house to the other to pick up, whatever frog legs are left over or whatever, young garlic soup with thyme. You know, goes into the Tupperware that you share with their neighbors. I guess they do it. I mean, we do it. So, you know, why wouldn't Trump do it? I'm sure he shares his leftovers with his neighbors, don't you think? Oh, sure, of course. I mean, you know, whenever time there's caramelized cauliflower and caper raisin emulsion left over, it's a shame to let it go to waste. So I'm sure that they just, you know, tell the servant, you know, to go bring it over to Wilbur Ross's manch. 16,000 square feet, Wilbur Ross's house is. But you know what the crazy part is? For those of you who watch CNN, and you know, that's my channel. So, do you remember there was a Trump surrogate? A crazy one. One of the real lunatic fringe ones. Her name's Betsy McCaughey. And she used to be the lieutenant governor of New York under Pataki. You don't remember Betsy McCaughey? Oh, I'll get a photo of her. I'll put it up on the screen. Betsy McCaughey was one of the most lunatic Trump defenders on CNN for the entire year and a half. Turns out that's Wilbur Ross's wife. His second wife. I don't know what happened to the first one, but she's not there anymore. Now we have a second wife. And it's Betsy McCaughey, the crazy lunatic fringe, really fringy, never made a coherent argument, but was constantly on CNN as a Trump supporter. That you notice Lewandowski isn't on the CNN anymore. What a scam that was. I mean, this whole thing is just so crazy. It's almost like, you know, you want to believe fake news because it can't be any worse than the real news, right? But it's not true. But anyway, so here's what's going to go on. He's got this whole government Wall Streeted up, except for one little corner of the, and that was the little corner last night. I was watching the worst program on TV, I think. I think the worst news program there. Well, I shouldn't say that because The Five is pretty freaking unwatchable. I mean, it's just that, and there's another one on the faux news with all the news models and Greg Gutfield. I don't know what that's called. That could be the no, I think it's called Outnumbered. And Greg Gutfield wears, like, you know, plaid socks with sparkly shoes. I don't even know what his deal is, but he's not funny, but he thinks he is. He thinks he's hysterical. And truly, I've never laughed once at anything Greg Gutfield has ever offered as, you know, actual shtick. So anyway, I can't say it's the worst on TV, but it's pretty damn bad. Oh, there she is. That's Betsy McCaughey.
I found her.
That's her. That's Wilbur Ross's wife. Now, Wilbur Ross is 80. He's 79 years old. So he married young. Isn't she a beauty?
Oy.
She's a beauty. Look at her. She's stunning.
I love that necklace. It's so cute with
Isn't
that top.
Isn't it so cute? This is Amy Fortunato. Anyway, it's called Cowboy Sweetheart Jewelry, and she sells on Etsy, which I love. I love the Etsy. I buy tons of stuff from Etsy. Anyway, the show I'm talking about is called The 11th Hour with Brian Williams. Literally unwatchable. I put it on to go to sleep. Okay. And there they announce who's being considered for VA Secretary, Veterans Affairs. And they say that name. That name. You know the name, right? Sarah Palin for VA Secretary. Now, Ambassador to Russia, which she can see from her porch. Yes, Ambassador to Russia. VA Secretary, oh my God. This is such a Bannon pick. He's picking everybody. That's the point.
Clear for takeoff.
Randy Rhodes Air Force.
Air Force.
RandyRhodes.com.
Go to RandyRhodes.com for the whole thing and a podcast. Buy a stinking podcast.